This is Floor Radio. This is the second part of a three-part series. We're talking about the internet with John Simonson. He heads Webstream Dynamics. John, you said in the previous segment that about two-thirds of the traffic that any retailer gets comes from the various search engines. Where does the other third come from?
The other one-third is coming from referrals or from direct, where they actually just type in your address or right into the browser. But I mean, and you'll have some dealers where the search engine traffic is much higher, maybe 90%, meaning they don't have many referrals. They need to work on getting more links to their website.
How do they do that? How would they do that? How would you suggest they do that? How would you encourage them to do that?
Well, I mean, there are a variety of different ways. One, you hire somebody to do it for you, but you got to be careful when you do that because you want to monitor and get a report showing you where they're putting links. But
what
the links
are some of the options? Where would you put a link, for example?
Well, I mean, let's say the Chamber of Commerce. I'm a strong advocate that every retailer out there ought to pay the $270 and become a member of WFCA. For $270 a year, not only do you get all the benefits, you get a direct link to your website under that state and city. And I have sites that are getting targeted sites, retailers that are getting 6, 8, 10 clicks a month from WFCA store locator to their website. And that's a very targeted consumer.
Right.
Okay, so I mean, you know, how much is something like that worth? So I mean, for that, and that's just a month. Now multiply it by 12 months.
Yeah, but the more you have, the more of those links you have, the better you're going to show on the search engines.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if you look at Bruce or Armstrong, some of these, one of the main reasons they're right at the top is that everybody links to them, not just in the flooring industry. But, you know, there's articles in Washington Post about them. There's articles on Better Homes and Gardens online about them and, you know, on and on. And all those just have a lot of authoritative pages and linking to them, and that just shoots them right through the roof.
I gotcha. So knowing how the visitor got to you is really of prime importance.
Well, how the visitor got to you and what page they landed on, and are they in your targeted audience? Because if they're not in your target audience and you see how they got to you and saying, wow, this isn't working for me, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, other times, the other thing you can do with this is when we talk about what you can do in Google Analytics is I've had dealers who are spending several hundred dollars a month, let's say with Yellow Book or Yellow Pages. They come in and say, hey, we'll drive all this traffic to you. Well, guess what? You can go into Google Analytics, and under the referring websites, the referrers, you can see how many people clicked from Yellow Pages or Yellow Book and went to your website. I had one who was spending, I think it was $400 a month on AT&T, and a rep came in and told him, you're getting 400, click-throughs from our AT&T to you. And he happened to call me, and I said, wait a minute. Let's go into Google Analytics and take a look. I went into Google Analytics and said, you've gotten three all month. The dealer was livid. I said, three from AT&T to you, not 400. And he was paying $400. He thought, buck a click, this is awesome. The guy was just feeding him a line of BS.
So a lot of people rely on you not understanding or even knowing what Google Analytics is.
Yeah, the bottom line is it's a great source to really find out, is it working? Is somebody doing the job for you? Is this working? Or what we doing working? And a lot of times when people say, we'll analyze your web, hey, we'll give you a marketing and we'll do keywords, or we'll come in and let us have a phone conversation with you and we'll analyze your site. First thing I want to do is say to them, hey, you know, I can look through the surface and see some things. But I really, to get under the hood, I want to see your Google Analytics to really give you an intelligent idea of what's going on in your website.
I see.
And that's what Google Analytics can really do for you. It can really help you, or any analytics. I mean, the bottom line is it needs to be a powerful analytics program that can really show you what's going on your website. And then you can't fix it until you know what's broken.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, one of the things on there is daily visits. And as you were talking about, that's a great number to see. And I guess that's one of the things that a lot of, I suppose, developers will steer you to. But that's not everything it seems to be, I guess, is it?
Oh, absolutely. Because just daily visits doesn't really give you much other than, oh, I see my daily visits are going up. Maybe your daily visits are going up because they're all going to a hardwood cleaning page.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that you've really written well and people find popular, and so you get all these people come to hardwood cleaning, and you're wondering why I'm not closing any sales. Today, like I said, 66% or more coming from the search engine. That's where your leads are coming from online. More and more retailers recognize the web as becoming extremely important, not the only source, but is becoming extremely important. Unfortunately, they're not effectively using it to maximize getting all those targeted customers, at least getting a shot, getting them to your site, and hopefully to your store. That takes a lot of analytics and a lot of work because you're in multiple locations. I mean, even though your store may be in Milwaukee, you may be also selling in the surrounding suburbs of Waukesha, Menominee Falls, Fox Point, Mequon, and you're not showing up in those cities or towns, you know, at all. Yet you service those areas, so you're missing a tremendous amount. And the same is true for almost any retailer out there. They have a trading area that's bigger than where they're located. They may be located out of the city. They may be located in a suburb, yet most of their business comes from that city. So you could be outside of Boston I can't think of a town, but I mean, you could be just outside of Boston. So your store location has that address, yet all your business is in Boston. That takes a whole set of different ways of marketing to be able to get you to come up on Boston for flooring.
And I guess these days it's awfully important, especially the closer in to the middle of a city you get, to take advantage of these outlying areas. That's I guess one way to increase your customer base is to reach a wider area in your location.
Well, you want to reach every area you service.
Exactly.
You want to reach all the areas you service so that any area you service, you know, you got a shot. You're coming up. And you can do that two different ways. I mean, one is you really optimize the site with pages, you know, for those areas. Or two, you do pay-per-click advertising where you say, hey, I'm going to bid $1.50 for carpet and hardwood and flooring for Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Anybody in Milwaukee that's looking at carpet or hardwood flooring, my text ad will come up, my sponsored ad. And I don't pay unless they click on my ad, and that takes them to a page on your website.
John, is pay per click growing in importance for, say, most small retailers, or is it shrinking?
Well, I think pay per click is very misunderstood. Pay per click, you know, you'd spend thousands of dollars in Yellow Pages. This is my own analysis. Dealers I know would spend thousands, I mean $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year in Yellow Pages. They come out, they get a website, and let's say they spend $2,000 or $3,000, $1,500, $1,000, whatever they spend on the website, and they think that's all they got to do. And then they're wondering why we're not getting business from the web. Well, it takes a lot more than that, and when it comes to pay-per-click advertising, that is one option. I'll give you an example where 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, I had a retailer that was non-flooring but was in the feather business, and ladies were all putting feathers in their hair, the feather fashion business. We created an e-commerce site, bought a domain name with a feather name in it, everything, .com name, and he said, well, how are we going to market it? And I said, the only way you're going to do it, your new site, is we got to do pay-per-click advertising. So that's exactly what he did, pay-per-click advertising. Spent, you know, we did bids at 50 cents a click. Well, first month he did $250,000.
Really?
Yes. Women were going nuts at that time for feathers in their hair. But, I mean, without pay-per-click advertising, he wouldn't have done 5,000.
Very interesting. Very
interesting. So, I mean, it was huge what it did. He instantly was at the top. He instantly captured the business before everybody else got in it. And it just went through the ceiling.
Very interesting.
Made me cry because I saw him getting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you said, I could have done this.
Yeah, I'm like, I should have just shut up and done it. But, I mean, the whole idea was, but you can see the impact that had. And again, you in Google Analytics, you can tie it to your, you can tie your pay-per-click to Google Analytics to see how well it's working, as well as getting information in your pay-per-click AdWords. You can also tie it to Google Analytics and see the reports and monitor it and make sure it's working correctly.
Interesting. You know, it's, as you were speaking, John, it seems to me that retailers, everybody for that matter, really needs to look at a website as a work in progress. The elements on there, you can tell which ones are getting activity and which ones aren't. And if that's the case, you should make changes. If as you say, one particular word isn't working, use another word. But it's something that you change on an ongoing basis. It's not a static situation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you need to keep sales up. You need to keep information fresh. You need to look at what's working, what's not working. I'm in this area. I'm getting all this traffic from a different area, but my main area I'm not getting. What are we going to do to drive more traffic to my main area? And that's the kind of thing you can get, you know, from Google Analytics. What pages, what landing pages are the best doorway pages that are bringing me the right traffic? Which ones aren't? You know, half my traffic, or two-thirds of my traffic may be meaningless.
Yeah.
I'm getting all this traffic, but it's not my, you know, they're not looking to buy flooring in my backyard. You know, what good is it?
I bet that's the case with most retail websites in this business.
In most cases, I'll tell you, in the templated websites.
Now, tell us what a templated site is, so everybody's on the same page with you.
Well, I mean, a templated website is, it's a true custom website is every page is totally created, unique, doesn't exist, totally unique website. No one else has the same look and feel. The templated websites, the cookie cutter websites, are what you find a lot in the flooring industry and in other industries, where everybody has the same content. It was all written, said, oh, great, you know, it's all done for me. It's a templated website. They tweak the homepage and make that look a little different for each site, and all the rest of the pages are identical. It's all duplicated content.
So
and the content has no bearing on your local area. It's all these informational pages.
Generic
that have
kind
no,
of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're terrible doorway pages because they're not driving the right traffic to your store and everything. And so you got all this content, this informational content, but you're missing your audience because your audience takes custom written content that is developed targeted for your area and your products you sell. And that's not done by any of the templates.
Interesting.
You know, or the cookie cutter sites. They just tweak the home page and that's it. And you know, the mini sites, the buying groups and everything else, the manufacturers and the other flooring ones, they're all that way. And retailers just don't realize that that's what you get for the money. You know, you're getting a separate one page and the rest of it's pretty much the same.
And that's
identical.
Yeah, and that's not going to help you on search engines. It's not going to bring traffic to your site.
Well, I had as an example showed to Driller the other day that I was talking to where we went in Google Analytics, his two sites, and his carpet page is identical on both sites. Even though the sites are try to be different. One's on carpet, one's trying to hit more of flooring. But the carpet page is the same. And when we did a search on Google, showed them where the one site, the carpet page, was coming up. The other site, which had the identical carpet page, was nowhere to be found. What I explained to them was Google isn't going to allow you to have two identical pages indexed and coming up. They're smart enough to realize these are duplicate. So one, they filter out totally. It's gone. It's filtered out. And the other one comes up. So I said having the same page on the two sites
is not
as
good,
far
yeah.
as, you know, trying to improve your search engine, you know, rankings and get you up there twice isn't working because it's duplicate yeah. content.
But that doesn't mean it's down. A bad idea, say, for somebody.
It's not hurting anything. It's just not helping anything.
Well, and you're spending money for no apparent reason. But that doesn't mean that, say, somebody who's a member of a buying group and they have one of these formatted sites that, like you mentioned, that doesn't mean it wouldn't be a good idea for them to launch a site which is their own site, a custom site, in addition to that.
You know, I have some that I work with that have two sites, absolutely, and have the one and the other. The concern you got to be careful with is that when you do that, that you don't confuse your audience and you don't tick them off. In other words, if the group site, the mind groups, whatever, has a $100 coupon that's good on anything, and they buy from your custom site and they never saw the $100 coupon and later on see it, say, wait a minute, I never saw that. I didn't get the $100. You could upset them. So you want to make sure promotion-wise that you make sure they two jive, that they're two in sync. And you may want to, you know, do more promotion on the customs or whatever, but you want to make sure they're two in sync so you don't upset any customers. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure it's clear to them so you don't confuse them when they land on the site, that this site is, this is us, you know.
Yeah,
both these sites are the same company. And not confuse them in that way. So you just want to make it very clear, very easy to understand that, you know, we have two sites.
This is going to conclude the second part of a three-part series. We're talking about the Internet and Google Analytics with John Simonson. He heads WebStream Dynamics. We'll air the final part of this series tomorrow, and this is Floradio.